The European red squirrel used to be plentiful in the Czech lands to the extent that they were seen as a menace. Hunters were allowed to shoot them as they caused damage to vegetation. In the 1970s, experts noticed that the numbers of squirrels in the countryside had dropped. Since then, it appears that the species converged on towns where they adapted to life in parks and are often fed by people. Zoologists would now like to confirm that hypothesis by first comparing the incidence of squirrels in the Czech capital and a forest in the Czech Moravian highlands in the east of the country. To get as many people involved in the counting as possible, the organization Ornita, whose aim is to educate children about nature and the environment, came up with a squirrel watching project. I spoke earlier to Ornita's Veronika Voldřichová.
Projekt Pražská veverka se rozeběhl v roce 2006.
The project started this year. It has five stages. First of all, we organize lectures about the life of the squirrel and why it is protected. Then we tell the children how they can help. At the same time, children are encouraged to make drawings, paintings, photos, and even videos of squirrels, which will be presented at an exhibition next spring, along with the first results of the monitoring.
The organization has approached primary and secondary schools in Prague in order to cover the whole area of the Czech capital. Experts first explain the topic to children and teachers. For the kids who are more interested in the topic, they organize follow-up programs such as day trips. Many, not just children, are encouraged to report to the organization when they encounter a squirrel in Prague.
Je celá řada možností, jak nám může toto skvělé zjištění oznámit.
The fastest way is to send a text message from the spot, specifying the address and other details, including the color of the animal. Or on our website, there is an aerial map, and they can click on the exact spot where they observed the squirrel. Also, there will be questionnaires in schools, which they can fill out and post to us. We hope we will get enough data, so the monitoring will be comprehensive.
The organizers also hope to find partners in other European countries who might be involved in a similar kind of project, so they could compare the results within Europe and start some kind of exchange project.